It's time for the Financial Advantage from Advantage Credit Union. I'm Jeff Holshue. Greetings and salutations, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Oh, great.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarah's full of vim, vigor, and vitality. She is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
You know, I had a short break, so I was recharged.
Recharged.
A little bit. Feeling
nice.
Good.
Nice. Like one of them little Energizer bunnies. You just keep going and going and going and going.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, okay. So one of the things with going and going and going, Ragbri was last week.
Yes. And you missed it.
I did. I can't really say I missed it. We'll get into that later.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Well, I can say I missed it because it did from Facebook. It sounded like it was a pretty darn cool
event.
Oh, man.
It was cool,
and I have
dude.
Received several compliments on the city of Newton. I have a couple of my friends that were in Ragbri from my hometown in Illinois.
It was awesome.
Many of the bike riders said Newton was their favorite stop.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that is good to hear.
Yeah. Representing. What?
So, you know, what a great time to talk about cycles then, right?
Okay.
Because we just had Ragbri come through, and one of the things that I want to talk about is the vicious cycle.
Mm. Hold on. Did we say, I know we said that you're Jeff. This is Jeff Holshue from Advantage Credit Union right here in Newton.
That's correct. 121 West 3rd Street North.
Nice. Okay.
On the corner of West 3rd Street North and North 2nd Avenue West. There's too many directions in this
I know.
Town.
I get Sometimes confused I get, here.
Yeah.
With
I'm really getting better. I really should be after 8 years. So
I've lived here most of my life, and I still don't get it. But anyway, let's talk about them cycles.
So, yes. One of the things I wanted to talk about, well, the main thing I wanted to talk about, is the vicious cycle of payday loans. Okay. And I want to make sure I frame this in the right context, because payday loans, when used correctly, are an alternative means of getting some financing for a short term. Okay. But the problem that we have is that payday loans are marketed to people needing small amounts of money to cover unexpected bills like a car bill, a medical bill, a small home repair, and all that kind of stuff. However, this is an interesting statistic that I read, that 69% of payday loans are used to cover recurring expenses.
Wow.
So that being rent, food, you know, just your basic living expenses.
Necessities.
Necessities, right? Mm-hmm. And so I did some research. And so these are bills that people know are coming. It's not like, you know, Johnny falls off his bike and breaks his ankle and goes to the emergency room. And, you know, those things happen.
Right.
You know, and those are unexpected emergencies.
Yeah.
And, you know, those things do occur. But, you know, when I checked the mailbox the other day, I had a nice little postcard. I get a postcard every month from this city. Can you believe that?
From Newton?
Yes, I do. I get a nice little 4x6 postcard that says, "Compliments of Newton Waterworks."
Aha, yas.
Yeah, so, yes. You know, I just love... That's the only postcard I get, but I get it 12 times a year, and it's always on time, so...
Oh, yeah, that's nice of them.
Yeah, that is nice of them. So I'll make sure our Newton Waterworks gets paid, but... So the vicious cycle of debt. And so one thing about the way payday loans operate is that, you know, many of these people don't have the ability to get that short-term financing through other means. And so they go to the payday lender or the cash now or title loan, or, you know, they go by all names. And it's oftentimes that they will carry that debt over, sometimes up to 5 months. And what they'll do is they'll pay a rollover fee every 2 weeks or whenever their payday is. Oh, I don't have the money. And then they would pay a rollover fee. For example, a $375 loan, on average, the borrower will pay over $520 in fees and interest.
Gee whiz. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So, and that's because they've rolled that debt over and over and over again. Now, there are some states where they absolutely do not allow any storefront payday lenders. There are some states where... there are several restrictions placed on the finance charges that a payday lender can can put out there. However, a bulk majority of the U.S. is pretty much open rain.
You know, I used to work for Consumer Credit Counseling in northeastern Iowa, and they used to say, don't go to payday lenders unless it's an absolute emergency and you can't find the money anywhere else.
That's right. That's right. So the alternatives to that that we have are rule number one, which is the one thing I'm always pushing, which is budgeting. Develop a budget, especially for those reoccurring expenses. So you know the water bill is due. You know that the cable bill is due. You know all these other bills are due. So make a plan for those. The other thing would be to call your creditors. A lot of times people just get so kind of in this box where, you know, someone sent them to collections, and if they just called them, and they could probably get off on that bill for a lot less than what they owe. So, you know, they have that. Seek a loan from a credit union. Of course, you know, Advantage Credit Union.
Sure.
So we have loan options, obviously, small, what we would call unsecured loans or things in that nature. They're not meant to go out for 2 weeks. So, you know, if you've gone to a payday lender more than once in the last 6 months, maybe there's a bigger problem that maybe we can help you with, that you're going to have all the terms explained up front, and I can guarantee your interest would be significantly lower. Mm-hmm. Than what they charge. The other thing is to seek emergency assistance, and meaning, you know, used to be the Red Rock Agency or something like that, the Salvation Army, you know, we have all these different agencies in town that they're meant for helping people, you know, and that's what their goal is, to provide assistance to people when they need those services. And so, you know, if you need something, say something, right? Isn't that the old thing?
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's right. That's right. So, and then if you do use a payday loan, there are some recommendations for that. Shop around for the lowest fees. I believe that our area has a few of them. And so shop around and see which one is going to charge you less money to borrow their money. Borrow only what you can pay back. Mm-hmm. And so if that bill is $300, you're borrowing $300. You know, you're going to get that bill taken care of. And then the last part is pay on time, because if you don't pay on time, that's where that vicious cycle of debt can bite you.
They really sock you. That's for sure.
I've seen some things on TV that we're talking about, we can get you the money you need now, but the interest, no joke, was 300%.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Crazy. And actually, when I was looking at that statistic, that $375 loan, that was assuming that that person did not pay the money back, and they charged $15 per $100, $15 per $100 borrowed. So right there, that's 15%. And then if you keep extending that over, then, you know, you were at, I think they were at 60% or something like that. But then if you roll those over, those charges, and it just gets crazy.
Anything else you want to add this morning, Jeff?
You know, August is coming. Wait, August is here. It's the first of the month.
That's right.
The Financial Advantage Show. You know, a lot of people are planning on school and getting school supplies and everything. So it's never a bad time to, you know, give yourself a grade on your financial report card. A good time to always check your credit report around this time of year. Remember that you get a couple of those free per year. Well, you get one free per agency per year. So why not check it and just see if there's anything out there?
All right. Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
It's your Financial Advantage from Advantage Credit Union and Jeff Holshue this morning on Energy 106.7.